That one.
And first I was I pressed it. This city is in Kola Dija. Also this is also in Kola Dija. Up to Samudragar and Chapahat. At first I am sitting here like a jungle, forest. There was no road here. Are
you
here
after dinner? No. No, because it's not last time. No, 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 no,
no, no,
you have moved so much.
At first there was this bear coming.
This will go?
It can go, I think.
Huh?
It can go.
3 feet deep.
Like kund. Yes, water. Kadamba Kunja and here Mango Kunja. There peacock. Here cockles. From here we can go in there. So far away. From here we can. Yes. This is Radha Kund and Sham Kund. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. We used to go there. There is a big mango garden.
Watch it.
This thing is very, very good from there. So we go there and take rest there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told that this is Ritu Deep. Ritu Deep means all Ritus. Basanta, six rituals in Hindi.
Season.
Always present here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come in midday as the pastimes of Krishna and Sri Radhika set place in midday at Radha Kunda. Here also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his association here and thinking he became as Gop and to Nityananda Prabhu and all other Sarup Brahmoda, Raya Ramanam or other Gadadhar Pandit. Told that where is my bansi? Where is my stick? Oh, cows are grazing here. Where is Nityananda? He was asking, oh, Nityananda, Oh Baldev, no. Oh Baldev, come here, come here. And he took some sticks and began to play with cowherds. As in Radha Kunda, Krishna grazing cows with so many wires, told them that I am coming just now, just coming. And he took only Subal or Madhumangal with him, and in a shape of a Brahmin, he went to Kusum Sarovar. And he met with Lalita, Vishakha and Srimati Radhika. Krishna promised Chandravali that I am coming to Gaurikund. And she was watching there. Watching there, waiting. And Krishna went to Kusum Sarovar. There Srimati Radhika with her Lalita Vishakha and all, gathering flowers. Krishna told, "Who are you?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is remembering in mind here. He became senseless and remembering all the five stunts of Krishna Lila at Radha Kunda. So Krishna is telling, "Who are you?" Srimati Radhika is telling, "You don't know who am I?" "No, I don't know." "You don't know?" So many questions, and I'm Vrindavaneswari. He's telling, "I am Vrindavaneswar." So bath color, prem color was going there. A sakhi came, a Brinda came here and told that Jatila is coming just now to see where Srimati Radhika is. So at once Radhika with Lalita and Vishakha and all other sakhis went to Radha Kunda to take bath and to go to Surya Kunda. They have gone there to worship Sun. When she met with Radhika Jatila, then she asked, "Why you have become so late?" Srimati Radhika or Lalita Vishakha told that we were gathering flowers, and now we were searching of a Brahmin who can do Surya Puja. Then Radha Krishna and Madhumangal came in the shape of a Brahmin. And they met at Surya Kunda and did Puja. I have told all these stories. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering all these past times, became senseless here. And waiting, and again, all the assistants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to do kirtan with khol and karta. And then they went to Champakahatta and this is good pronounced here. So many currents. At first I have seen before 50 years that full of water was there. And so big and good forest here. But now
Thank you.
Mathura, and then Gokul. Vrindavan. Gokul. First Gokul, then Vrindavan, then Govardhan, and then Radhapur. The speciality of Gokul, Vrindavan, Govardhan, and Radhapur. It is associated.
You want to sit?
Yes. We'll sit here. As you see.
No harm to sit on the tree.
No. We are in the laps of the tree. You can come. This is very old Roy. Jiva Goswami came with Nityananda Prabhu here and sat here and told the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which held here. Here in Dwapar Yug, Bhim came with his all soldiers to conquer everywhere for Ashwamedha Yajna.
Ashwamedha Yajna.
You are not hearing?
There is here.
You can hear. So Nityananda Prabhu is telling to Jiva Goswami that in Dwapar Yug, when Krishna was at Dwarka, Pandavas want to do Raisya Yajna, where Shishupal has been killed. So they want to conquer whole world, especially whole India. So with a horse and horse, they came here, conquering everywhere. Here there was a king on the bank of Ganges, and his name was Samudra Sen. He was so much Shaktishali, powerful king. He thought that he was Krishna Bhakta. He thought that I want to take darshan of Krishna, but I cannot do, because Krishna gives darshan to his only bhakta. I am no such a bhakta. Bhim is such a good bhakta that Krishna will come by his prayer and give me darshan. So if I defeat Bhim, and Bhim will pray that, O Lord Krishna, save me, then he will come. So I should catch the horse and I can defeat Bhim. So he caught hold of the horse, and there was war between Bhim and
Samudrasen.
Samudrasen was so powerful that he defeated Bhim. Bhim prayed Krishna that, O Krishna, I have been defeated by such a very unknown person. It is so much
shame for me.
So come and save me. And you should have war with him and defeat Samudra Sen. Krishna at once came, but not he had given darshan to Bhim. Only king saw that Krishna has come. He at once prayed to Krishna, and his everything was fulfilled. Krishna gave blessing to king and told that you should be bhaktiman. He stopped the war, that king, and paid something that I have been defeated, and paid some taxes to Bhim. Bhim knew that Krishna has come, and anyhow he has turned the mind of king, and Krishna has disappeared, but he could not stop Krishna. This king saw Krishna, and his heart was fulfilled with joy.
Why Bhim could not see Krishna? Is there any some meaning behind that?
There is some meaning behind it. That bhakti is such a thing. It has been described in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Madhurya Kadambini, that bhakti is swaprakash. Swaprakash, you know?
Self-manifestation.
In Bhagavan Swarup Shakti, Bhagavat Swarup Shakti, Haladini and Sambhi, the aspect of these two Shakti is called bhakti, which lives in the heart of aragatmik jan. Follow? Aragatmik jan. So he has told that Bhagavat Kripa is anugamini of Bhakta Kripa. Understanding?
Follow.
Krishna Kripa
depends
on the kripa of bhakta. If bhakta does kripa, then by his mercy, by his prayer, Krishna does kripa to anyone. Here, Bhim is bhakta. And he is siddha bhakta, aragatmika jan, as a dasyara. The king is a sadhak one. He wants the blessing of Krishna. But directly Krishna blessing, mercy will not come. So he anyhow goes to the shelter of Bhim. And when Bhim prays to Krishna, Krishna comes and gives darshan to king. So here, without the mercy of a bhakta, Krishna cannot do mercy. Yes, this is the thing. Here, one thing that why Krishna did not saw Krishna?
Why Bhim did not see?
Here, his new bhakta, king, and his siddha bhakta, Bhim. So if he gets darshan to Bhim and does kripa to king, Bhim will think,
think anything. That he loves the king more than me. In Krishna Leela we see there is some like envious, not envious, but the prem vikar, but not
mundane.
Worldly mundane. Second thing is that king was a sadhak bhakta, but yet qualified than him. Why? Because after that he took darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Krishna. When Krishna gave his darshan. At first he gave darshan in a shape of Krishna. After that he gave darshan in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shape. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha plus Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, him couldn't see. He could not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. One who is the dasi of Srimati Radhika in Gopi Bhav, only can see Radha and Krishna in there. It is not for Dasyaras, Sakharas or Vatsalaras also who can see Radha and Krishna in there. But this king has so king was so fortunate that he saw Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, three steps.
So the king was a Madhurya Bhakta?
Madhurya Bhakta, yet he was sadhak, but he was qualified to go to up that.
In Sarup, he is
like Brahma. Brahma is Adhikrit Das. But if you have greed to be the Radha Dasi in sadhana avastha, then I think you are greater than Brahma also. We have seed in our heart by greed. So, Narada Rishi and Uddhav, they saw Gop Kumar and they made up in their mind that he is more superior than us. But he is not thinking now in that manner. So he thinks that this king, Samudrasen, was more superior in his Siddha Bhav to Bhimsen. Bhimsen has gone to Radhakunda with Pandavas and Draupadi in a shape of six trees there. To be anything, even a grass in Vrindavan. Especially Gopi Bhav and about 5,000 years has gone in doing meditation there. But they have Gopi Bhav or not, yet not, it is known.
It is not known.
Not. But Vrindavan and this place, Navadvip, are the same. This is under Svetdvip. So Svetdvip is equal to Vrindavan. And this is Ritudvip, Radhakunda. So nearer to this place is. And here Ganges is going on by side. Here Samudra used to come. Samudra means ocean from Bay of Bengal used to come here through Ganges. It is said that ocean is husband of Ganges. But it is not true. There are two Ganges. Mother of Bhishma Pitama is one Ganges And from Golok Vrindavan, the friend of Srimati Radhika and others, is other Ganges. She is Krishna Priya. So, for the pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ganges comes here. And Samudra, that is ocean, comes through Ganges here and takes darshans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here Samudra, that is ocean, prayed Ganges that I want to be here with you to, so that in your water Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is his associate Srimati Radhika, Mani Gadadhar, and Nityananda Baladev Prabhu, he is playing in Ganges. So he want to be in here. Here when ocean, in ocean and Ganges, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu plays, then ocean did prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I want to see your more pastimes. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give blessing that after some time I will be to Puri and I will play and take bath, you knew, and so many pastimes you will see in future.
In Chaitanya Chandradoyanathak, some of these things are
things that are given. So it is very important place in Chaitanya pastimes here. So we come every year. Here, Bhim means our Tribhikam Maharaj becomes Bhim, and I become Samudra Seth. And so, fire yeah, work begins. In not, in
by word.
By words mean. In Bhaktivita. Bhaktivita, you know?
In lecture.
In lecture. He gives lecture, then I give, then he gives, then I give. And all Sota become so much pleased here. Because some ocean used to come here through Ganges, so this place is called Samudra Gadhi. Gadhi means, Gadh means fort, killa. So the, he was, here was Samudra Sen fort, or some ocean used to come up to here, so it is called Samudra Gadhi. This year, Tribhikam Maharaj told that Krishna Prem is our prayojan. Krishna Prem. That is, Krishna service is our utmost goal. I told that it can never be. Huh? In Vrindavan, everywhere all serves Krishna. But in Vrindavan, Krishna always serves to gopis and Srimati Radhika. So we want that Krishna should serve Srimati Radhika. So he was defeated. At last he became Maharaj.
He admitted defeat.
At last he admitted.
Temple at Mayapur. We have noticed in Vrindavan, our temple in Vrindavan, we have seen with our now, Radhesham, that Srimati Radharani and Lalit and Vishakha have completely defeated Shamsundar. Always, every day. But when we came here, we noticed that Radharani and the gopis are very, they cannot control our Madhava Deity. He's very powerful and he looks as if he can take on millions of gopis. So we were feeling I was feeling every day just very disturbed that Radharani should surely defeat Krishna. This is not proper. So then the deity was requiring to have some new paint put on. So we instructed the artist, and when the painting was finished, then it became very clear that now
Krishna has been
defeated, and everyone in the temple could see it.
Very good.
So we became very happy.
Our guru used to tell that if we want that Krishna should search Srimati Radhika, and Krishna should wait for Radhika. When we see that Radhika is waiting for Krishna, then we become very sorry. And if Krishna is waiting, we are very pleased. Hari Hari.
In what form did the ocean go there?
What?
In what form did the ocean go there? You said the ocean went through the Ganges.
There is Jwar Bhata, you know? Swelling and
tide.
When there are tides, ocean water comes to Ganges up to here. So ocean used to come with Ganges here. ওখানে যাবে কি চাপাহাটি মন্দিরে রাসস্থলী প্রৌঢ়া মা তালা ইউ নো প্রৌঢ়া তালা Prodha Maya?
Prodha Maya.
You have gone there?
No.
It is called Govardhan.
Prodha Maya. Why is it called Prodha Maya?
This is the scent of like champak. Champak lata, Sakhi used to live here. By her name, it is champak hatta. Hatta means bazaar means
market.
There was a very big market of champak here. Here Jayadeva Goswami used to live. And he has written Gita Govinda here.
Yeah.
Here. That story is of this place. That Krishna wrote Dehi Padapallavam Udara. So cuckoos are singing. The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has established this much. everywhere. Cuckoos are singing.
I think that they are happy because you are here. You can hear everything? Fabulous.
Gadadhar Pandit. He established here, he used to live here in this place. And established Gop Gadadhar from there, Hilaprabhupada.
Vrijabaninath. Radha Pandit used to live in Mathura and in Navadvip, and he was
Raghava Pandit?
Gadadhar. And he used to read with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sanskrit too. He also used to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Vidyanagar to read. In Navadvip, Koldeep, Ganga Das Pandit was there. He used to, and his younger brother was Vrijabaninath. He was also associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has gone also to Jagannath Puri. And from there he returned to this place. This place is known for champak flower, because in Dwapar Yuga, champak lata used to live here, and gathering flowers used to make garlands, so beautiful garlands, beautiful this thing,
Angas.
Har,
necklace,
crown of folds,
earrings of flowers,
dear, so many things he used to do, and Sadhu Radha and Krishna here. Here, on the east bank or west bank of Ganges, in your side, there is a Ballal Dhipi, like mountain, but name is Ballal Dhipi. Somewhere nearby to Harida, Sandakaji Samadhi.
I've seen that place. There's a kund there.
There's a kund.
Ballal Dhipi.
Ballal Dhipi also. Ballal Sen was king of that place. About some time before then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the time of Jayadeva Goswami. In 9th AD, AD or?
AD. 9th century.
9th century. Jayadeva used to live in Jayadeva Park, near your Iskon Mandir. Have you gone there? Jayadev and Padma used to live there. He began to write Kit Govinda. Every person was known to Jayadev Goswami and Padma, and they paid respect to then. So king wanted to see Jayadeva Goswami and sent some person to bring Jayadeva and Padma. But he refused. আমি তো চিন্তা করতেছিলাম যে সে আপনাকে তো দেখলাম,
আপনি যে আসবেন এটা তো আমি তো
He takes so much respect to him.
But he looks quite young still.
He's above 80. Koto boyos? 84. But as
like a young man.
Young man. I'm serving Gurudada Prabhu. So. He refused to go to the palace. That Raja was disciple, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that you used to come here then and often, so I will not live here. I will go to Neelachal. Then King beg pardon that I will not disturb you. You should live in my kingdom. He told that I will not live in this place. He told that in my kingdom, Champakhat is very, very good, with good prakritic scenery, natural scenery. Kakkus are always singing, and so beautiful forest is there, and it is quite fit for you. He told, yes, I can live there. So he came to this place. Here he was writing Gita Govinda, and Srimati Radhika has done man nearby Ganges, not very far away from there. So Radhika has done man. Now Jayadev Goswami is seeing in his heart that Krishna is telling Srimati Radhika to pardon him. And he is telling that, oh, I have given my head to your feet. He thinks and he remembering these things to write, but he has no dare to write this. Because he knows that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And Srimati Radhika is Sevika only. Sevika means maid servant of. So how it can be? It may be that Srimati Radhika has such a love that he controls Krishna, but yet Krishna will give his head to the feet of Srimati Radhika. My heart does not admit. He is willing to write, but he cannot write. War was going between buddhi and man. What to do and not to do. Leaving the book which he was writing, told Padma that, keep it in Mandir. I am coming to take bath in Ganges. Thinking what to do or not to do, he went. In the meantime, another Jayadev, when Krishna in the shape of Jayadev came and told Padma that, oh Padma, give me that book. I have not washed my hands and feet, so bring that book to me. I have remembered anything to write. He went in the mandir and brought the book. And he wrote, Dehi Pad Pallavam
Udharam.
Margaralakhandanam Mama Sirasi Mandanam Dehi Pad Pallavam Udharam. his meaning is that smara garala khandanam, smara garal, smara is garal, that is a smara means calm, love to Krishna and between Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Here separation of Srimati Radhika for Krishna is garal. Garal
poison.
Means poison. And his heart is burning from that garal. For that separation, Srimati Radhika separation. So Krishna wants water to subside this, that fire. Smarala gan, smarala garala khandanam, to subside the poison. Krishna is telling Srimati Radhika, I'm giving my head on your feet, so you should laugh only and beg me pardon and give me pardon. I will never do this like this. So you should give this man, and until you give this man, my heart will be burned, and at last everything will be burned. So after that you will zip for this. Smara garala khandanam,